The Story of Wine, written by Hugh Johnson, narrated by Simon Dedenny. Foreword. No one could be better qualified to write The Story of Wine than Hugh Johnson, whose name is virtually synonymous with wine writing. Others may argue whether his masterpiece was The World Atlas of Wine, with its sales of over 4.7 million copies, or his Wine Companion, now in its sixth edition, or his invaluable pocket wine book, which is still the best-selling annual wine guide of all time. But for me, it will always be The Story of Wine. I first read it when I was 27, coincidentally the same age that Hugh was when he made his sensational debut on the wine writing scene with his first book, Wine, that established him as a world authority despite his relative youth. The genius of The Story of Wine derives from the fact that it is emphatically not some dry-as-dust academic history. There are dozens of those. But an adventure story, full of mysteries, art and culture, the rise and fall of empires, and a good dash of autobiography there too, if one reads between the lines. There is tremendous scholarship to be found in these pages, but the immense learning is never ponderous. It is erudite, but never pompous. Although it encompasses thousands of years of vital, dynamic, and often curious human history, The Story of Wine never plods. Revisiting the book after half a lifetime as an historian, I recognise that Hugh was right not to have written a history book, but rather a celebration of a passion. Hugh discovered his vocation as a member of the Cambridge University Wine and Food Society in the 1950s, recalling vividly his first tasting of two glasses of Burgundy. One was ordinary and one was magic. That was my Damascene moment. After graduating, he began writing about wine for Vogue and House and Garden, and at the age of just 23 was made editor of Wine and Food magazine. His immense knowledge and extraordinary ability to convey delight have subsequently introduced millions of people around the world to what Plato determined was the most excellent and valuable gift ever granted by the gods to man. Although I became a member of Cambridge University Wine and Food Society in the early 1980s, I sadly missed any Damascene moments there. Indeed, discernment in wine entirely passed me by when I was at university. Excepting vintage port, which the colleges sold at cost price, and which my friend...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?